One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 31. Hey everybody, it's me, the Revolutionary, back at you once and again, live and direct from Piney Point Studios. And here it is a Sunday. I hope everyone had a nice relaxing day. And this will probably hit you on Monday morning, just to prepare you for Memorial Day. Yesterday's show, I told you that Memorial Day was a day set aside for the remembrance of soldiers and all the folks that have been lost in battle. It also has now been created, it's been transformed into a day of remembrance. So if you lost a loved one or know someone who's lost a loved one, please, show them some condolences and tell them that, nothing better than to get together as a group and relax together and remember those great old days that everyone had with those loved ones. So it's still just a relaxing day, just a relaxing show, just something to, put this up there. It is podcast a day for the month of May throughout my One Man Revolution show. And, of course, that means that there are only three more shows within this series on the podcast a day for the month of May. Then we're going to be moving on to a new server. I actually have all the hosting and everything all worked out, and I'm going to try a brand new system and method of doing my podcasting. Hopefully make it a little bit easier for myself and Joey and Miriam, DJ, and everybody else out there that are part of the National Podcasting System to upload their sites, upload their show notes, upload their podcasts, and put them online. So hopefully that's where we'll be for the month of June. So it'll be new servers for the month of June. Also, here in Florida, we're going into hurricane season, so I have to get all the supplies of extra batteries and extra UPSs to make sure that that these systems are safe and secure so that we don't lose the revolution and the momentum that's behind it. All right, so again, another nice relaxing and calm show for Sunday. And remember, so not everybody is a carnivore when it comes to your spread that you're going to put out for Memorial Day for your grill. So here's a quick recipe for some black bean burgers in case you have some vegetarians who show up unexpectedly. It's real quick and easy. Takes about 10 minutes to prepare and about 10 minutes to cook. And basically all you have to do is fry it up. You can even grill it if you just make sure that you control your wet ingredients. So basically all you have to do is beat it up, fry it, and you're done. So take half an onion, dice it up, add a can of black beans, a half a cup of flour, two slices of bread, all crumbled up, a teaspoon of garlic powder, a teaspoon of onion powder, and half a teaspoon of seasoned salt, and of course any salt and pepper to taste. All you have to do is saute the onions until soft, and then in a large bowl, mash the black beans until almost smooth, add the sauteed onions and the rest of the ingredients except for the oil, and add the flour a few tablespoons at a time to make sure that it combines well. You don't want that flour to get caked together or have lumps of flour within it. I suggest mixing it with your hands. I know it's going to sound kind of gross and disgusting, but hey, it's like making mud pies when you were a kid. So the mixture is going to be really thick. It's going to be about the consistency of chocolate chip cookie dough, if not a little thicker. Form the mixture into patties, approximately half an inch thick, and fry those patties in a small amount of oil until slightly firm. And make veggie burgers, serve them with some lettuce, tomato, onion, a little bit of mayonnaise. If they're vegans, then you might want to leave the mayonnaise off or use a vegan mayonnaise, which is ridiculous. Yeah, you vegans out there, I love each and every one of you, but come on, folks, an egg's not going to kill you. But if it's a religious preference, then I apologize to your religion. All right, and some lettuce, tomato, some mustard, nice grainy mustard's always good. And just go ahead and eat it up. And most people, honestly, If you hand them a veggie burger or you hand them a regular burger after the six beers, seven beers that they've already had, they probably won't notice very well. So here we go. So try those out and tell me what you think. I got that one from the About Vegetarian section, and it's a pretty interesting one. I'll put a link up to it on the website. So here is Angel's Tear by Hell Zero. It's a dance mix. It's a dance dance number. It's about 4 minutes and 38 seconds, and then we're going to follow that up with something by a new group called Hormone that's on the PodSafe Music Network. Also, Barry McCabe, who just put a bunch of stuff up there, too. So remember, it's a time of remembrance, a time for time for keeping people in memory, and excuse me, and it's a time to relax and reform, because we need to step back and every once in a while just relax so that we can build up our energy to start the revolution all over again. So here's Hell Zero with Angel Tear. And that was Angel's Tear by Hell Zero. Now, another quick tip as far as being a good host when it comes to having barbecues or parties. I've been to a couple of parties in the past 2 days, and there are good hosts and there are bad hosts. And I'm not saying that either of these were either. But one of the biggest things that goes on is you may have to take care of your guests. And one of the things you have to make sure is if your guests have any special dietary needs, that you know those in advance. You know, if you do have vegetarians over to your grill, sometimes they will bring their own food, and you just have to remember that as a grill master, as the person who's working on the grill on Memorial Day, that you have to make the considerations of understanding how to cook that food. So if they do bring some, you know, veggie pups or tofu dogs or other types of patties or whatnot that are going to go on your grill, that you look at the instructions that are on those pre-prepared foods. So just take a look at them. That way you won't end up with some type of a gooey mass in the bottom of your grill that was supposed to be some kind of tofu pup, or something that sticks to your grill and you can't get rid of it. Just try and make some considerations. Now, on the other side of that, if you are a grand carnivore, and most of us are, at least most of the time, although I've been spending my life as a vegetarian for a while, just to shake things up a little bit, revolutionize my world a little bit, because it got too easy to have a vegetable, a meat, and a starch on my plate every day. So I decided to change it up and explore the world of cooking without meat. You know, I know people think I'm crazy. People think I'm strange when I say, hey, you know, I'm vegetarian right now. And they say, well, but, you know, what if you want to have a steak? And then I say, well, I'm going to have a steak. It's not a religious preference. It's just something that I'm trying to do to keep, to change the way that I think about the world. You know, a lot of people in this world go to bed hungry and don't see a lot of meat. So I'm trying to spend some time in their shoes, let alone find out if I can challenge myself to cook in a totally different way. So if you are the person who's in that situation when the vegetarian comes over, read the instructions. And if you're also a carnivore, make sure that you prepare that meat to a temperature at which it's cooked. Now, for a good steak, I know everybody loves a medium rare, and that's perfectly safe as long as you've practiced safe handling instructions and the beef has been kept at a proper temperature until it's gotten onto the grill. Then everything's fine. Okay, I just wouldn't want anybody to get sick out there, because it's so easy nowadays to be sitting out there drinking a couple of beers and letting the meat sit out in the sun, and then you throw it on the grill, and then you end up with a bunch of people with some type of salmonella or something else, or chicken that's not totally cooked, and you end up with some other type of intestinal discomfort. Now, for you and I, let's just make a little pact that we will cook all of our food properly, and that if you have the opportunity to help a vegetarian out by throwing something special on the grill for them, just have it available for them. And remember, there's other things that you can do. There's quick and easy things you can throw on the grill. Portobello mushrooms make a great sandwich. Just brush them with oil and serve them like a veggie burger with all the same condiments. I'd also suggest a slice of cheese on there. Whether it's provolone, Swiss, or whatnot, man, it really makes an excellent type burger substitute. Or pineapple rings, sprinkle them with cinnamon and sugar, throw them on the grill. They make an excellent dessert. Same thing with apples. You can serve your corn on the cob by leaving it in the husk, soaking it for about 20 minutes in the water, and just throw it right on the grill and turn it frequently and brush it with a little bit of butter that's mixed with salt and pepper. And man, does it make it wonderful. Good roasted corn flavor. And same thing with asparagus or other things like, you know, nice big giant green beans like we get down here in the South. Just soak them in some water for about 30 minutes before grilling so that they don't end up just drying out on the grill. All right, so, and also these things don't have to be just full entrees. You can also add grilled vegetables to a green salad or like I said yesterday, grill up some banana. Or also add some pineapple to some ice cream and create a banana split. So don't ever worry about your guests. Just take care of them. And make sure that everyone's happy at your get-togethers. If you have someone that you've never met at your party, it's an excellent opportunity to tell them about the One Man Revolution here at onemanrevolution.org. So let's get into some more music from the Pod Safe Music Network at music.podshow.com. And here we have Hormone with Hit and Run. If you are drinking over this Memorial Day weekend, I hope you're not driving. And if you're driving, I hope you're not drinking. But if you are driving and you are drinking, then I hope you drive like a cartoon, because that's the only way you're going to stay safe. So realize that if you're out driving around over this weekend, stay extra vigilant, because everyone out there assume that they've been at a party. So everyone stay safe. I don't want to see anyone get hurt over this Memorial Day weekend. Because I love each and every one of you, and I want you to tune back in to the One Man Revolution and send me your comments to onemanrevolution.org and tell me how you feel about the show, what you've been thinking of, and what you've thought about this month of pod shows every day. A month of podcasting has really gotten me back in the habit of getting in front of this microphone and just opening my mouth and saying whatever I feel like. Which I guess is a talent all on its own. Oh man! So in honor of that, I think we're gonna end this show up with Barry McCabe and Never Say Die. It's 4:52. It's kind of a rock anthem kind of song. And if you do have comments, send them to onemanrevolution@gmail.com, or pop by the website at nationalpodcastingsystem.com, onemanrevolution.org, and check out the Ravenlocks Entertainment Podcast at ravenlocks.com. That's also part of the National Podcasting System. Joey was feeling a little bit under the weather when I left him last night, but I sure hope that he's feeling better, and I talk to him soon. So never say die, my brother. This goes out to you too.
Sure, things may be bad, but there's nothing bad that could be worse at all. so nothing ends up right, and you know you're headed for another fall. Now let me tell you this, and Lord knows it's a well-known fact. Well, I ain't no way to hide your head. I play like dead, ain't no turning back. You're hauling ass and driving up and down across this county line. Wait 100,000 on a clock. If you're doing it once, you're doing it a million times. Well, no matter how bad and things may seem, sometimes all this sure can look bad. Well, never give in, give it a try, but never alone, never say die. Wagon gets an attack of the well-known but Turner gearbox blues. And I cost a lot of hard on books to hit the groove and get back on the move. And every road you take seems to take it back to where you began. Well, never give in, give it a try, but never lose, never say die. For sure things may be bad, but there's nothing bad that couldn't be worse at all. Yeah, the clouds are nothing else, so bright, and you know you're headed for another fall. No matter how bad and things may seem, I'm sometimes sure this sure can look bad. Well, never give in, give it a try, but never loud, never say die.
Yeah, let me tell you. A rock anthem by Barry McCabe, Never Say Die. And let's not all never say die, my friends. It's probably better not to give up. And I didn't give up all this month, so don't give up on me, the one man at One Man Revolution. And send those cards and letters and keep all the powerful, positive thinking heading right toward me. So until tomorrow, when I finish up these last 3 days in the month of May, or last 4 days in the month of May, with a podcast a day, remember that I love you, and it only takes one person to stand up and say that they're not going to take it anymore, and that they're going to start a revolution to change what they feel is wrong. All right, enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.
See you.